The stock, this is dictating on Wanda Watts. That's WANDA, Wanda Watts, WATTS. WATTS, T as in Thomas. Their constellation is 6622. And date of birth is 3/18/48. So, isn't that a copy for Julie Cancello? That is J-U-L-I-E, Julie Cancello is C-O-N-S-E-L-H-O, Cancello. C-O-N-S-E-L-H-O. Yeah, A-P-R-N. This is a consultation. Reason for consultation was COPD. Next paragraph, history of present illness. History of present illness, this is a this is a 74-year-old female who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, had undergone a polysomnographic study more than 5 years ago. The patient states that at that time she was unable to tolerate a CPAP mask. However, the patient continues to have symptoms of snoring and fatigue, and she also has a history of COPD due to a long-standing history of smoking. The patient denies cough but has shortness of breath with exertion, denies chest pains, and has some wheezing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and chronic bronchitis, history of parathyroid dissection, and a history of cholecystectomy. She also had a tubal ligation, and she was previously diagnosed to have sarcoidosis following a skin biopsy. Next paragraph, she's also known to be hypertensive for over 3 years. She had right wrist fractures in 2014. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 58 years, trying to quit. Occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother also died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever but has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has an occasional cough. And she has abdominal pains, nausea, and heartburn. She has diarrhea. She denies chest pains but has calf muscle pains and no leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising. She has some muscle stiffness and joint pains. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. I'm sorry, she does have headaches, but no seizures or memory loss. Expert medalist included Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Restor 5 milligrams daily, Brio Ellipta 200 by 25 micrograms, one puff a day, Pro Air Inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Synthroid 88 micrograms daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. I'm sorry. Yeah, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallorectal cyanosis or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 129, saturation 92. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Throat is clear, nasal because it matters, yes, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. And hearts, I'm sorry, there are scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmuring of S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD with emphysema. And chronic bronchitis. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan the patient will go for a chest CT without contrast, complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a polysomnographic study and come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. She may be able to use a nasal pillow with a CPAP setup. Thank you. Can you also add, please? The patient was advised to continue with the Brio Ellipta, one puff daily. And Ventolin and HFA inhaler, two puffs, TIDPRN. We'll follow up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Julie Consello, CONSELHO, APRN. Thank you.